Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Ich bin der Wundklot und Unstein Heidegger.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. If God could give you one superpower, you could hit 100 on the gun, pitching, consistently. You could shoot 40% from three, consistently. You could hit 300-plus yard drives in the fairway consistently. Which one would you take?
I mean, it depends on how old you are when you answer this question. Once you get to a certain age, you're taking golf all day.
Well, yeah.
A 300-yarder down the pipe.
Because you could do that
day
for 40
yeah,
years.
Forever. The shooting thing is great, but if you got a knee issue, a back issue, whatever, like, I guess you could just sit around and shoot all day.
Now, the shooting thing doesn't work because, sure, you could, if you got the shot off, you could shoot 40%, but if you're 5'9 like I am, what does that matter in NBA? I'm taking the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. If I could do that, I'm making money, and I don't have to play golf.
But you have to play baseball
better than golf.
You don't automatically play if you can throw 100.
But it helps.
You got a shot, yeah.
Yeah, but listen. You could hit 300-yard drives, but you might suck with your iron.
Yeah, I'm taking the 100.
But you might not. Listen, 100-mile-an-hour fastball, if you don't have a curve or if you don't have a changeup, they're going to smoke you.
As a closer,
they're going to smoke you.
100 with movement, I'm taking my chances.
Golf's the easiest of all those, right? You don't have in baseball, you've got people, you can throw 100, but you have to throw strikes.
What does a drive do for you unless you're in the long drive
competition?
I mean,
there's nobody who's getting you.
Well, no, no, no.
There's nobody who's going to hit you. You can actually work on your game at your pace.
You can't putt.
It's leisurely. Golf is super easy.
You take baseball.
Basketball is hard because now you're right. You can't get shots off. You got to be in shape. You could get knocked down by people. You could get choked by certain players.
Okay, what if you could also throw a frisbee accurately for 100 yards?
What does that do for me? Do I make money doing that?
300 foot it's fine. I don't hit 300 feet. So I'd like it. Yeah, I'd like that. I'd take that over all of them. I mean, that's not a superpower. There's lots of people who can throw a lot further than that, but I'd take it.
If you throw 100 on the gun.
Because I can play frisbee golf for free, disc golf for free the rest of my life.
100 on the gun for 20 years equals $800 million.
Thank you.
Not now.
You have to work on things, obviously. You just can't do that, but
okay,
you got a real shot.
You have to say when you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
Let's just say when you're 20 years old.
And you're diligent and you work.
I'm taking 100 miles. At age 20, I'm taking 100 miles. 100 miles. Okay. So in all these scenarios, you are 6'3 and 215 pounds.
No, why do you have to be 6'3?
Because
if I'm 6'3, whatever you said, I'll play basketball because I'm a 40% shooter.
This evens it out. You're at a number that makes sense in all these sports.
You are what you are. Whatever you weigh and your height at 20.
That's not fair.
Sure it is. Whatever you are, your weight and height at 20, what are you taking?
Then I want to be Rocco Siffredi.
The porn star?
Did you see that movie, Super Sex?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I know of it. I didn't watch it yet.
His superpower lasts for a long time.
This man just chose to be a porn star, a European porn star.
No, I just want his superpower.
You said Rocco Siffredi.
I want to be his superpower. I want to have his superpower. He's got lots of superpowers.
What's a superpower?
You know what it is. You saw it.
No, I didn't see it. Tell me.
He's Italian, too, John. You'd like him.
I don't know if I'd like him.
You saw the show.
I'm not going to say.
I haven't seen it, actually.
What is it? What show?
It's called Super Sex.
He has sex. He's a porn star who has sex a lot.
It's not like he's a real guy. Like, he's a real. It's based loosely on his life. So, but Rocco Siffredi. It's on Netflix.
It is.
Yeah, they do things on that show now.
Yeah, there's
nudity. Let me tell you something. It is an aggressive show.
Yeah.
There's some scenes you're like, huh. That's interesting, Rocco.
So you'd rather be Rocco than
Mark? He was a star, at least in the TV show.
You'd rather be Rocco than Mark Wohlers?
Than John Rocker?
I'd rather be Rocco than Rocker, for sure.
He's got some stuff.
Rocco greater than Rocker.
I could do that. I could be, do both things. I could throw at 101, and I could just go to Pound Town. I could do them all, baby.
What about them people on the subway, though?
Oh, man, those dirty, filthy animals. He got off on that blast. I mean, he got off on subway people. John Rocker did not. John Rocker would be, I guarantee you, somewhere he is extremely. Look, I don't like the fact that we have, like, our borders that mean nothing and anyone can get in and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's not the way it should be. John Rocker would be down there actively with, John Rocker would be handling that himself right now. If I guarantee he probably lives in a border town right now, is like actively looking into that. That's what Rocker gives me that vibe. Like, I'm not going to stand there and just take this while our country goes to crap. I'm going to get down there and do something about it.
You know, John.
Strap up. We're rolling.
713-780-3776 is the number two. Hey, so, well,
John, I just like to see some policies change. I don't care about policies. I got my own policy. I changed my policy. I got a policy for you, punk ass.
So, no NFL news other than the rugby guy?
No. Actually, Malik Nabers ran a 4.35 at his pro day, which was anticipated. I truly believe Marvin Harrison Jr. made a calculated risk because he knew that he's not going to run real fast. He's probably going to be in the 4.47 range. You know, it's funny to hear all these people start coming around now, and I took all the bullets for having Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison Jr. because they hadn't heard that. But now all of a sudden, Adam Schefter came out. Personnel people, as many that believe that Malik Nabers will be the first wide receiver drafted. So now it's becoming much more. Daniel Jeremiah came out and said that. Now, after I took a bunch of bullets in the back of the skull for this because people were mad at me that their narratives weren't. Hey, look, Marvin Harrison Jr. could still go first. He didn't work out at all in the postseason. Didn't catch passes, didn't jump high, didn't run, didn't do anything. He, in fact, said, I'm not meeting with anybody, I'm not doing anything, I'm just getting ready for. You know, I think he may have met with teams, but he just said, I'm not working out at all for anybody ever. I'm not preparing for the draft. I'm only preparing for football. And people say, good, his game tape is his stuff. And that's fine. That's his prerogative. But I will tell you, don't get upset when Malik Nabers makes more money than you because he actually put it on tape. I mean, not only did he put it on tape, but he also worked out, showed people that he was an explosive 4.35 player. He jumped like almost, he's almost a 40-inch vertical right there with the long broad jump. He just showed how explosive he was. And so now we don't know if J.J. McCarthy is going to be the second pick. Is he going to be the third pick? We don't know where Marvin Harrison Jr. And now ESPN tried to say this. I think this is just stupid. But they had, do we have a new QB1, Jaden Daniels? Why? Because he threw it his pro day? Like, what would change? There's no way. I don't think there's any way the Bears would draft Jaden Daniels. I don't think there's any way. Caleb Williams is their guy.
No, that's.
But who's the second pick? Are we sure that it's Jaden Daniels and not J.J. McCarthy for Kirk Cliff Kingsbury? Are we sure that he wouldn't go with J.J. McCarthy, who's actually a little, even though he's light, he's not as light as Jaden Daniels. He's younger than Jaden Daniels. He is he's played in a pro style.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Before draft season, watching J.J. McCarthy, at any point did you think that's a top two quarterback?
Never.
And yet here we are.
Yeah. It's a tough one because talking it, you know, I can kind of usually ferret out. I can usually sniff out guys who are just getting hot because just a narrative rolls downhill and everyone just keeps pushing. I feel like J.J. McCarthy's stock has been pushed a little extra, not on purpose, just because the groupthink is rolling downhill. But the problem with that is I've talked to enough people who, like, they just love his – they think he's a winner. They think he's a gamer. They think that he gets along great with players on his team. And at the combine, he was really vibing with everyone. He reads the field well. They think he's, you know, they love his mobility. Like, I almost feel like they can't find as many holes because you can say Jaden Daniels is 190 some odd pounds. He's going to get hurt because he doesn't slide. He always gets hit hard outside the pocket, so we can bury him. And Drake May, tape is gross. Bo Nix throws a bunch of short passes, didn't look good in Senior Bowl. You can start to, and then the fewer things you, but that's also reminiscent of Daniel Jones, where Daniel Jones, people are like, well, he's a leader. He came from David Cutcliffe's offense, and Cutcliffe coached Eli Manning. He came from, you know, he basically came from the school of Eli Manning. That's who he reminded people of, was Eli Manning when he came out. Kind of quiet, but look at Eli. And the fact is, Daniel Jones is not that guy. He's not a great player. Mac Jones got hot in the process. Not that guy.
I'm not. This isn't.
So maybe JJ's not going to be that guy.
I don't want you to take this as an insult because it's not. But I've noticed people who watch film, they remove themselves from game situations. They're just like, okay, look, on this play he did this. Route combinations. Where did he find the open guy? Do you remember a moment watching Jason McCarthy in game where you're like, he has it? He made a drive to
really
change the
question.
Game. And I know
one of my weaknesses, Dell, is I watch, show me all the intermediate throws. Show me, I want to see all of the touchdowns. I want to see all the interceptions. And I'll watch them in groups. You're watching games. And I do think there's something to watching games because you get a feel for the flow of the game. And did a guy become better in the second half? I think that J.J. McCarthy against Alabama, there were moments where you said, okay, he wasn't good in the first half. He really wasn't good in the first quarter. But J.J. McCarthy got better and got more comfortable in the game. I think that that was one of the ones. But they didn't – I mean, they faced some adversity.
But even in games where they were tight games, like against Penn State, they just ran the ball. They would hand the ball off, play defense, and win. They didn't say, hey, J.J., go out and get us a win.
Yeah, I don't know that they have put him in. Look, he benefits from not being in those situations because you don't have negative. Like, I'm looking at, like, I can't find them. I don't see enough of it. Other people say I don't see that he can't.
I just find it interesting that we talk about the best players, quarterbacks in the game. We laud Pat Mahomes. Obviously, he's got the skill to be able to throw the football. But what he does when it matters, that's the superpower he has currently.
C.J. Stroud.
Even as we take shots to Joe Burrow on this show because we think it's funny, Joe Burrow does show up and play when it matters and makes plays.
But in college, did we see that out of Pat Mahomes?
His defense was terrible. Sure, we did.
Yeah, but
he had it.
Everybody
was he had it in his heart.
No, and he had all of the he had all of the ability. He had all of the throws.
Pat Mahomes had moments,
and he had unbelievable arm talent.
But he's got unbelievable arm talent. But so did Jay Cutler. It's the intangibles that make you special.
And Pat Mahomes
Joe Burrow has intangibles. Yeah. Josh Allen has intangibles. Lamar has like all these guys have certain intangibles. Maybe that are different. And the one thing I hear about him all the time is intangibles on J.J. McCarthy. I'm with you. I was started with a second-round grade. I'm up to, like, borderline 1-2 on him. I get why people are excited. I just can't – I can't see it. I can't see top five. But it doesn't mean I don't think he's going top five. I think he is. I think he's going top three. But I don't know. I didn't see it with Daniel Jones, and I think I was proven right on that. I didn't see it with Mac Jones. But I also didn't see it with Josh Allen, and Josh Allen's been really good.
All right, we got to break it. And well, one of the reasons was he played at Wyoming, though.
And that's, you know, but do you hold that against, but look at Michigan. I mean, they had everything good. How does he handle adversity? You can see a lot of adversity for, J.J. McCarthy hadn't had to put a team on his shoulder.
Yeah, right. No, he hadn't.
C.J. Stroud did against Georgia and balled the freak out.
All right, I got my shipment of the Texas pecan.
Oh, shipment.
I said shipment.
Okay.
I got my shipment of the Texas pecan. And my wife was like, so got a box at the door. I ordered it online, 975coffee.com. My free reign coffee came in from the free reign coffee company. It was great. And I opened a box, and here's a box of Texas pecan. Wait, here's another box of Texas pecan. I ordered 4 boxes of Texas pecan. Because you know why? Because that's my favorite coffee ever. It can be your favorite coffee, too. Now, you might like the American Dirt, the Homestead, the Mestino, whatever it is. Get up and get after it. 25 years plus now, they've been doing out of San Angelo. This is America coffee. This is Texas coffee. Full-bodied. It's Rip from Yellowstone coffee. Smooth. Unbeatable smooth. Coffee, full rich flavor. That's what it is. And it just is, to me, the best coffee I've ever had. And it will be for you, too. 975coffee.com. Put in ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide, whatever it is that you want to buy. I got the pods. You can get the beans. You can get it already ground, whatever you want. 975coffee.com. ESPN20 for 20% off for free rain coffee.
ESPN.
97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Did you see Inez Sainz is in town going to the Astros game?
An attractive woman is going to the Astros game? Is that the report?
She put out a tweet. Her friend surprised her with tickets.
What's that do for me?
Well, I just wondered if you were going to the game now.
No, I'm not. And not particularly because an attractive woman is going to the game. Okay, that happens all the time.
Yeah. She's changed over the years. She's gotten skinnier. Not great.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be about that.
What?
How about she's just... Doesn't she work in media?
No one knows.
Well, I think she does.
Well, wasn't she a weather girl on television? Yeah.
No, that's a... She was a Mexican weather girl. I guess a long time ago, but now she is...
Now she works as a sports reporter.
Yeah. That's her job, and I don't think it affects her job whether she's gotten skinnier.
How did she...
She's 45 now.
Is she 45?
Yeah, she's been around.
Wow, she's been around for a long time.
She's still what?
Four kids. She's still got it going.
She's got four kids?
Yeah.
Really?
Still married to Hector Rojano. She Good married for in her. 1998.
Good for her.
She's been married almost 30 years. Well, I mean, 26, but...
Wow.
That is 24, I should
good
say.
For her.
No, 26.
Still married, doing sports reports. Mm-hmm. She's in Houston today.
Great, I guess.
That's awesome. I thought you would go to the game now.
Aren't you going to the game?
I mean, let's I'm look not at her Instagram.
No, I'm not going to the game. I want to watch.
Let's
see
what the Instagram looks like.
It's a huge day.
You got golf to watch? That's why you're not going?
She looks you know what she is? She's classy.
She is classy.
She's classy.
Yeah.
She's got a classy look. Unlike Dell's. Ice Spice.
That's your Ice Spice. I don't ever talk about Ice Spice.
I know,
you
but
do.
I just like putting you on Ice
Why?
Spice.
Why? That's your girl. No,
it's kind of fun.
You're obsessed.
No.
You talk about her a lot.
I think she's yucky, and she's a terrible rapper.
I think she's yucky.
You love Ice Spice.
You talk zesty, about her all it? The time. Yeah, it's a little zesty on your part.
She's yucky?
I think she's yucky.
She is yucky, that Ice Spice. I don't prefer Ice Spice, and I definitely don't prefer her verb. I don't prefer her lyrics.
Which female rapper do you prefer?
Female rapper?
The Brat?
No, MTS.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah. I'm team MTS, obviously.
She's a Houston girl.
She's Houston.
Did you?
You know who else?
You sent a picture out of her yesterday.
Yeah. That was an older picture, 2018.
That was... I didn't even... Are you sure that's her?
100%. Yeah. There's a picture. It's just, she was at this dance studio. I don't know that she went there thinking she was going to get a picture taken, but she was there with some of her dancers in that picture. And because my daughter goes to a dance studio, and there's a picture of Drake there from 2017. That was Megan in 2018.
2008? Wow. Uh-huh. She has transformed her body in a big way. Well, she did.
I'm not talking about that.
No, she's... listen. That you couldn't even recognize that was her for that same
person.
Yeah, but
she wasn't made up. She was just in some shorts, had her hair braided. I don't think she had makeup on. I don't think she went there thinking, okay, it's picture day.
Now, we can't
say what you want to say.
No, that she's lost a lot of weight since then.
Yeah, she has.
Yes, a lot of weight.
Well, I think she just changed her body.
She changed her body type. Is that okay to say? Okay, it's okay to say.
You can get in trouble for it. Adele got in trouble.
Why? Because
she lost weight.
She lost weight. If you get in trouble for losing weight,
yes. Because you're not proud. You're shaming other women
by getting healthier.
Yes. Yeah, she took a lot of heat.
So if we lose weight now, we get it's bad.
Well, only if
it's
you're,
bad for us that we're healthier.
If you're a bigger, if you're an icon, who's a bigger girl, an iconic.
No one cares if you lose weight.
It's better. It's bad
not
because
men.
You're healthier
people,
now.
It's not as hard on your heart. I guess she represented big girls in a great way, and she lost weight and didn't tell them about it. I don't know. Kelly Clarkson lost weight.
Is that a bad? Is it bad?
Ask the girls who think it is. I don't know. I don't want to get into that logic.
So she's healthier now. It's bad. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Here's an Inez Sainz picture that I think you're going to like. Why don't you describe it right here? Hold on. Oh. Why don't you describe
it? I'm not going to describe anything about Inez Sainz.
Is that the NFL's computer?
Is it?
I'm just looking at her Instagram page. She's just...
Oh, she likes to play golf. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's just a golfer. That's all, Del.
Yeah, that's all.
And she likes to report weather, and she likes to report sports.
Thank you.
And she's Latina. What's the big deal, Candy? Can we not just appreciate people who do good work? Thank
you. Is that why this segment was how this started? Because of her good work?
Yeah, she does good works. She does do good works. There's no question.
If you're concerned about a woman who does good work, she'll be at the Astros game, apparently.
So yeah.
Get excited about that.
Yeah, we're excited.
We are excited. You know what we're excited about? Five-star coming our way next. You know why? Because he's going to give us winners.
Rubia.
We need winner chicken. Oh, I was watching. Do you see the Rockets game with John Daspa's commercial with the baseball team?
I did.
The Cougs baseball
team.
Cougs
baseball.
Yeah,
and that's showing.
That was neat. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a really good commercial too.
Yeah,
he did a really good one. I think he did one with Texas baseball too, I believe. But Cougs baseball was fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get him to do
that.
Something
field is pretty cool. With
it
the red
cool
and
field.
Yeah, the whole thing is AstroTurf.
I like that. Is this a John Daspa spot?
It is
good. Because John Daspit is, so we can flow right into it. Yeah, he does get involved with his schools. He went to University of Texas, got two degrees there, and then got a law degree at University of Houston, worked at Fulbright Jaworski. He went to high school here. Like, he's Houston. He has a house here out in Richmond. My man is about the city of Houston, but he also is about, you know, everyone around the state and even outside of the state in different states where he's got offices. He wants to make sure the people who have been badly injured have somebody who is fighting for them, somebody who is a voice for them. Because what happens, let me tell you what happens. When you get badly injured, you immediately start thinking, oh my gosh, I got to go to the doctor. I got to go get x-rays. How am I going to pay for this? Some people don't even go get x-rays. They don't even go see doctors because they say, I don't have insurance. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is call John Daspit right away. 713 call now. They will start the process of getting you to the doctors, getting you looked at. They'll pay for, you know, the x-rays, the MRIs. If you've been badly injured, they can take care of that, help you along the way with, you know, if you're missing work because you're injured and you can't go work, that happens a lot. If you are dealing with physical therapy you have to get through, the insurance companies need to pay for all of this and on top of that pay for your pain and suffering because that's what they're there for. If you've been caused injury by someone else's negligence, whether it's at work, on the roadways, in the water, wherever it may be, John Daspit wants to make sure that not a penny comes out of your pocket and you are compensated for your pain and your suffering because for some people that's going to last a lifetime, unfortunately. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, doing it the right way. Call 713-CALL now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
932 ESPN. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-377. Oh, wait. Five stars with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't have my phone with me, so I don't have any idea who you're going with this week, Five Star. But I got news. We got the Sweet 16 here. We got you don't do baseball betting, do you? Five Star? I don't hear him.
I don't hear him either. Five Star, you there?
Turn your mute off. Oh, well. No Five Star. You want to redo it? You want to call him back? And see
he calls us.
He calls us. Call us back, Five-Star. We can't hear you. Hang up. All right. We'll figure. You got to figure that out. It ain't us, okay? I know, y'all. That ain't us. That ain't on us. They're for whatever reason. Our phones have worked, right?
They're working.
Today they work?
Yes.
Okay, one in a row. We hit one in a row.
And it's been four straight days.
No, actually, we've been...
He's on phones.
Technologically, we've been pretty good lately.
Let's brag about our phones working.
Yeah.
He's on hold.
Let's get him in here. Hey, Five-Star, you there?
Yeah, I apologize, guys. That wasn't on you guys. I sit up there and hit the mute button.
That's what I said.
That's on me, guys. I was sitting there like, hello, hello, hello. Then I looked down and said, damn, I hit the mute button. Sorry about that.
Okay. Do you bet on baseball or no?
Yes, of course I do. I love betting baseball, but I will not be betting it today. Today I'll be just viewing, making notes all week. Every year for baseball is different, like all of these sports. But you got to see who's really who this year, you know, how teams are working, the chemistry, the new managers. You know, so it's always a team that rises up and plays better than expected. But I'm very excited to see the Astros this year under the new skipper and see how those guys perform.
So you don't bet you don't make under-over season bets?
I didn't this year. Sometimes I do. Before in the past, the Astros were a little bit more known commodity, so I've taken them to win the AL West before. I've taken them on the over on the wins, of course, to win the World Series. This year I didn't. This year I'm just going to jump in mid-season because, as you saw last year, really the value for the Astros was best during this season when they had that little losing streak and they kind of got down a little bit. That was the highest number they got. It's preseason, everyone knows that the Astros are going to be good always, every year.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, over 92.5, bro. Go get it. Go get it now while you can.
That feels a lot.
Hey, every time you tell me these type of things, John, you're always on the money. So I definitely think I'll go put in at least a one-unit ticket.
I've given him a few winners over the last few weeks.
John's pretty sharp, man. John's pretty good, man. He's underrated at betting.
Okay. You like our Cougs this weekend or no?
Definitely. I'm definitely on the Cougs. There's no way that I'm going to face them. I love the fact that Duke played so well last game. They shot lights out first half, but guys, still at the end of the day, I know that everyone loves James Madison, but it's still James Madison. This is the Cougs. You got grown men on a mission who played bad and almost, you know, lost their tournament lives. Jamal Shedd, that was almost the last game he ever played last week against the A&M. He's not going to take this one lightly. Those guys are going to come with mash mode. You got a grown man against painted fingernails. So we're going with the Cougs. I like the Cougs, man. I like the Cougs a lot. I think the Cougs run off on this one, man. I think the Duke is too young. They face the type of situation that Kentucky did with a bunch of kids. And when the pressure's on, they're not used to dealing with this. This isn't high school anymore. So we're going all the way with Houston. We got a great angle with the fact that they didn't play well last game and almost blew the end of the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, so Kelvin Sampson having several days to prepare for an opponent, to me, for Duke, is something that's very favorable. You know, he's going to try to take away. I mean, he doesn't go to the Bill Belichick school of just taking away your best option. He wants to take away everything from you. What can you tell us about the pressure that Duke has faced in terms of defensive pressure in the ACC? Do you have a comparable type of team that you can look at when you look at a matchup of two teams, once you get in a tournament? Do you ever go through the game log and try to find a similar type of team that they've played?
Well, they really haven't played a team with the type of intensity.
I didn't think so, yeah.
And the way, maybe NC State, you know, and NC State fared really well against them this season. So I'd say NC State was probably the closest as far as in man-to-man defense that they faced. Kevin Keats kind of comes from the school of Kelvin Sampson with the pressure and the man-to-man. And as you saw, they were able to take the game completely away from them because they got under the shooters. And that's the same thing that Houston's going to do. They're going to take away the three, and they're going to make them drive and finish at the rim, and I don't think that they can.
Virginia wasn't very talented, but Virginia plays that kind of defense too. You know,
they were down a little bit this year. Lateral speed on the wings as they've had in the past, man.
So, no.
Yeah,
right.
They do play good D, though.
Yeah, the Virginia usually this year notwithstanding. All right, so what else we got this weekend?
First, we're going to start with Arizona. We're going to take Arizona and lay the -7 against Clemson. I think that Clemson played a little bit over their heads. You know, I gave you guys as a future last week, Arizona to win the West at plus 195. So I still have that alive, and now it's a lot of value on it. Their favorite to win that side of the bracket. I just think that they're too talented. I think that at the end of the day, Clemson peaked out last week when they upset Baylor, man. So we're going to go with the better team. Arizona is completely loaded. We're also rolling with Illinois tonight. Money line plus 105. I know Iowa State's a good team. They beat our Cougs. But when you're dealing with Illinois, just like the Cougs, you're dealing with grown men. Terrence Shannon is on a mission. He has a lot of help with Marcus Domas, great coach, and Coach Underwood, who really did his thing at SFA. And now he's getting a chance to do it at a big stage. He's an old school coach. And I think that those guys are peaking at the right time. That's another team we also had. I gave them out to you guys at plus 700 to grab the future to win the East. So now you're in a position where you can start hedging on them. Also, on the UConn game tonight, I lean UConn, but I'm not going to give an official play. I like Tristan Newton, though, to go over 14.5 points. I think that's a give me. He scored 19 against San Diego State last year. Consensus first team All-American. He's the engine that really makes UConn go, guys. So I'll definitely be on Tristan Newton to go over 14.5 points for UConn. And then lastly, we're going to go with Creighton. Another future I gave out. I gave out Creighton plus 400 to win the West last week. They're still in it. They had a down-to-the-wire game last week. It was really a nail-biter, but they survived. Now they take on Tennessee. We know Rick Barnes' history in the Sweet 16. He has not been good, and I think that Creighton for sure gets the plus 3, but I also let put in the win money line as well to win the Midwest.
Yeah, I got Creighton in my Final Four as well. Yeah, I like all of those. Yeah, how is Iowa State is really good, but Illinois can fill it up, man. They really can fill it up. That is going to be, I think that's a really interesting game, Illinois and Iowa State.
That's going to be the best game tonight because both of those teams are peaking at the right time, but I do think that Illinois has just a little bit too much that's going to put them over the edge. Iowa State plays great defense, but they're not going to, you know, stop Terrence Shannon. And the difference that Iowa State has had on everyone else that they play is they had an advantage in the guard position. They don't have an advantage this game against Illinois, man. I think the Illinois is a very deep team, very talented team. The most important, they're senior-led. It's a lot of veterans there. And I think that Terrence Shannon is on a mission, man. I also like him to go over 21.5 points, if you guys see that prop. He's scored 28 points. He's averaged 27 points the last 14 games since he's returned. He's been filling it up in the NCAA. He's averaging like 30 points a game in the last three games in the NCAA.
Do you you got Arizona in your Final Four?
Definitely. Yeah, I got them at plus 195. I think that they beat North Carolina or Alabama. Alabama's getting a short number on that game, so people better be careful on that one because it seems like they're begging you to take North Carolina. And it shows you how these teams just get on runs, and, you know, it's all about momentum. Alabama was not playing good coming into the tournament. They get some good matchups. Some upsets happen where they kind of get their confidence back, and now the books only had them at 4.5 against North Carolina. That seems like a really short number, but Alabama can fill it up. They're the highest-scoring team in the country besides Arizona. Them and Arizona are the highest-scoring teams left, so I like Arizona's offense, but Alabama has offense too. So if you're leaning North Carolina, be careful on that one. Marcus Sears is one to look at too for over on his points. I think it's 22.5. He's been filling it up for Alabama.
Yeah. And that Marquette NC State game, you didn't put out a play. You didn't put out a play on that, did you?
No, I'm going to have to watch. You remember, guys, I gave out NC State. I get a beautiful head spot if NC State upsets Marquette because remember I gave out last week them as my dark horse, so I put a ticket on them at plus 1300, and then I have UH at plus 130 to win the South. So if they face each other, I'm in a golden position. You know, I could just root for my guys, and if they get upset, I made a bag. So. I'm in a good position with them. I hope that they upset them, but you got to watch Shaka Smart, really talented team. Tyler Kolick is back for Marquette, and that kid can go, man. He makes the offense so efficient, and then you forget about Cam Jones. Cam Jones probably the most pro-ready guy on that team.
Cam Jones, it was interesting. He wasn't very good in their last game. He was great in the first game and then just kind of disappeared. But Kolek, holy crap.
Yeah.
He can play.
I think that's what he's getting adjusted to. He has to get back to the role of getting off the ball. You know, Cam Jones is naturally a point guard himself. Kolek's a point guard. But when they're together, Cam gets off the ball and goes to the wing. Now the last, two or three weeks since Kolek's been out with that oblique injury, he's been having you know, run the offense. He's just adjusting. He's a hell of a player. They'll get it together. That's a great backcourt right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's one. I hope NC State does win because I don't want the Cougs facing Marquette. I just don't.
I think that'll be a down to the wire game, man. Shaka Smart's a hell of a coach in March, and they are a deep team, man. It isn't just those two that we named. They got players everywhere, and they really match up well against Houston because they really kind of like similar teams.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. That's a scary match. All these teams got to get past Duke first. But that's a big number. What is it, seven? What are the Cougs?
Four. Four.
Oh, it's four.
Yeah.
It's lovely, and everybody likes Duke because what happened is Duke played so well against James Madison, man. Everybody's buying into it, and the type of game that their backcourt had last week, the Cougs are not going to allow them to go off like that, man. Stop it. They like to shoot. They want to shoot. They're two guards, two freshmen, outstanding All-Americans. One of them came from Australia. The other one was McCain. He has a twin brother. They both can go. So you got McCain. You got Tyrese Proctor. They're both lights-out shooters. Both of them are going to play in the NBA, man. They're really good players. They got to make them put the ball on the floor. They don't want to do that. Run them into J1 Roberts, and they're going to have problems. They just want to stand out there and shoot, man. That's what they want to do, and I don't think the Cougs are going to let them.
There it is. It's 5-Star in Vegas. At 5-Star in Vegas, follow him. Get his picks. What are you putting out there this week? I mean, you got another podcast or anything going on?
Oh, yeah. I'll have the Wagering World up today. We'll do one this evening. We'll post it. It'll be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all those different podcast platforms, as well as on YouTube. And I'll be back over there with you guys on football season. I already set everything up where I'll be back there in the fall. So I'll be back on 97.5 in the fall. But for, you know, basketball season, off season, we're just doing a podcast.
Wagering World. Find it, podcast, get all your picks. Hey, man, we appreciate it. As always, 5-Star, great
stuff.
Good
luck this weekend.
I appreciate you guys. Best of luck.
All right, there's 5-Star in Vegas right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you know where you bet them? You bet them at mybookie.ag. He just gave you the picks. So what are you going to do with them? What you're going to do with them, you're going to take them to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's the place to play, win, and get paid. He just gave you the winners. Where are you going to play? Okay. So the best thing about this is if you've never been on MyBookie before, you put in $200, they're going to give you an extra $100 to play with. You put in $500, they give you $750 to play with. You put in $1,000, they're going to give you $1,500 to play with. Your local bookie ain't doing that. He just ain't doing it. What you're going to get at MyBookie is the best way to play, win, and get paid. Please, please, I need y'all to get on and get these winners. Get these winners from 5-Star right now and get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A Nigerian woman reviewed some tomato puree online, and now she faces jail. Dell.
Wait.
Well, if this was a story about Italy, I'd ask me. If it was a story about Germany, I'd ask him.
But I've never been to Nigeria.
Have a Nigerian descent.
I am.
Yeah, and I've been to Italy.
Yeah.
But I'm of Italian descent. You just think, ooh, it's gonna be, of course I'm asking you about Nigeria. I'm not going to ask him.
Why not?
Because he's not Nigerian. If it was about Hitler, I'd ask him.
I watched Olajuwon. What?
Okay.
What? I don't know anything about that man other than what I learned in school.
Okay.
No, you have...
Your answer from him. No. Ask him your question. Ask him your question. I'm actually interested to see what the question is now.
Go on.
Okay, why are, in Nigeria, why can't you review an online tomato, a puree online, and go to prison for it?
I don't know the laws of the land there. Like I said, I've never been.
All right.
Did she step out of line?
Well, she said, apparently, that it's killing people.
And that's not...
Help me advise your brother to stop killing people with his product. Yesterday was my first time of using it, and it's pure sugar.
Oh, she attacked the local business.
Yeah.
Put her in jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
She faces prison.
We don't play that.
I mean.
A deceased man's body was found in New York water supply after 25 days. Authorities declare water safe for consumption. Do you want to drink dead guy water?
I mean, how long does it take to purify the water from of the dead guy?
Well, no, it's... Well, it's just he's got his body in there for 25 days decomposing, and you're going to drink that water?
Well, if they clean it...
Well, I don't know how they clean
are
it.
Are you off forever?
Not sure that they're going to clean it.
Once somebody's dead in the water for 25 days, are you done with that water forever?
Do you want to drink it?
No, but they can
honestly,
end up bottling it.
I'm telling Frankie, don't drink any water. That's it.
They can end up bottling it and you don't know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're drinking bottled dead guy.
Well, right? If I don't know, I mean, there's a lot of things people can do.
Yeah. No, I
ooh, there's a really bad story about an ice cream guy who...
Ooh, you, John
he's
Renato's
in India. He's in India, and let's just say he added some stuff to the ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Well, I just don't
want... And what happened to him?
I don't want any of that. Well, he went to prison.
Dirty and filthy.
Yeah, he's dirty and filthy. Yeah. He's dirty and filthy.
Why did we do that?
That is dirty and filthy.
Can you just... Is it supposed to be lactose-free, and so he just... Well, like, what are we doing?
I don't know. Adding his lactose to it.
No. See, you didn't have to.
Yeah.
I just skated on it.
He was arrested.
You didn't have to.
He was arrested. Thank goodness. I just... The moral of the story, don't buy any ice cream in India.
No water, no ice cream.
No water in New York, no ice cream.
I heard their water is the reason their pizza's so good.
Yeah, and the bagels. That's what everyone says.
That's what they say.
Because of the water?
Yeah, New York water.
Dead guy water?
Apparently.
People ship it down to... You think this is the first dead guy in a water supply in New York?
Yeah.
You think this is their first dead guy?
Okay, now I'm asking Lance about this one. Okay.
Is it Hitler related?
Well,
is it related to
a Cornwall, a Cornish pub?
Okay.
Cornwall, is that Ireland or England? It's one of them.
I believe it's the UK.
It's where?
I think it's England, Cornwall.
Is Cornwall England?
I have some English.
Well, the pub of the year was named pub of the year in Cornwall.
Yeah.
But they lost the award due to Nazi memorabilia display.
See, you can't do that.
What are you talking about? No, you can't do that.
You can't put
so I'm asking Lance about this. Okay.
What's the question?
The question
yeah,
is...
Yeah, what's the question?
I just want to know, do you have any...
No, I don't. You thought of the worst question you could ask.
Displays yourself? No. Showing your familiar heritage?
I think the question...
My people
your German heritage?
My people were long gone. Bavarian. Sure. They were long gone.
Yeah, to Argentina or Brazil.
Germany's had some mix-up. They got out of there a while. They could already see this.
The question
this country's
Lance,
not right.
If you were given an award and someone did some research on your home, would they have to take it away because of stuff on your wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. My wall's good. Pictures of a bunch of kids.
Yeah, they would. No one wants that.
There's some of those storybook people or whatever. We have some of that. My wife just got a Liz Phair concert and a Wilco concert posters that are hanging up.
That's not gonna do it.
Not typically.
No swastikas or anything like that. Good.
No.
Good.
No.
A uniform?
Nothing.
Like a Gestapo leather jacket?
Nothing.
No, so this is not the gentleman.
7-Eleven announces a hot dog flavored sparkling water. Y'all want some?
No. Why are we doing hot dog water?
Hot dog water? What? That's
hot
terrible.
Dog flavored sparkling water. No, that hot dog water. I worked at a hot dog stand.
You did?
Yeah, in Buckingham Park in Chicago. One of my first jobs. The hot dogs were green and the water was awful.
That's worse than
here,
dead guy water.
Here, you want your hot? You put mustard on it. I can't even see the green hot dog.
Was it? Wait. I'm not surprised by this, to be
honest. Oh, yeah. When I told the guy, hey, these hot dogs, just sell them. Shut up and sell them.
Oh, so it wasn't your side business. You were actually working for someone.
No, I was working for someone.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
It wasn't a side hustle where you're just showing up with hot dogs that you had, old hot dogs you bought that were discounted at the grocery store?
Just sell the hot dogs. No, it was not my business. It was somebody else's.
Pretty good business.
John got there. He was like, are we sure about this? And the guy was like, shut up. Just do it.
Just do it. Shut up and do it. A possible moonshine cave was discovered at a North Carolina NASCAR track. I mean, is this... Okay. Was it obvious that there would be a moonshine cave at a North Carolina NASCAR track?
Well, I don't know if it's obvious, but it's not like... It's not something that you're going to bat an eye at.
Me.
Is that you're going to bat an eye at it?
No.
No.
Of course there was. Of course there was a moonshine cave. At a North Carolina NASCAR track. I mean, please.
That's not even news.
That's not even news. That's not weird.
It's not weird.
Why is it in News of the Weird?
It's an assumption on my part.
No one knows why that is. A man was put in a coma with a 4% survival chance thanks to an ingrown groin hair.
What?
Ingrown groin hair almost killed him.
How?
Well, damn near killed him.
Obviously.
Wrecked him.
Obviously.
Wrecked him.
Damn near killed him.
Right.
So obviously that was some type of infection.
Yeah. Yes.
It turned into an infection.
Yes. And sepsis.
Boy, you can't go down like that.
No.
You can't go down. But
he went into septic shock. Oh, my God. Caught a rare bacteria. It was ravaging through his body. So, please, do not. I guess he tried to remove it himself. He tried to remove an ingrown hair from his groin. Do you guys want to remove ingrown hairs from your groin? No.
I'd rather not have them to begin with.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Hey, clean yourself up.
Hey, maybe you brought this on yourself,
that
sir.
That might have been. You're dirty and filthy, and you're trying to pick ingrown hairs.
Maybe avoid it altogether.
Well, dirty, filthy.
We're done.
There was some dirty, filthy stuff in that one.
Mopey and Mapes next. Oh, the guys, all the boys are at Decoy today, right?
They are from 12 to 6.
Get on over there to Decoy. Watch your games. Watch the Astros. Have a big time over at Decoy in Spring Branch. It's in Spring Branch. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. Have a great day, everybody.